Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Just a couple days ago, it might have been last week, but I think it was last week, I told a story. It was my most embarrassing moment in youth baseball. Do you have one that you remember out on the field?
Oh, 100%.
Worse than the others?
Yeah, worse than the others.
Okay.
So I was very clammed up in middle school. Like, I was very afraid to, like, I would be out at second base, like, please don't hit it to me. Please don't hit it to me. Please don't hit it to me. And I was out playing second base. We had a very good middle. We had a lot of good baseball players that came through where I went to school, Nyack. And there was, like, the upperclassmen. I was in seventh grade. The upperclassmen, we kind of, like, had a lead. So then, like, the seventh graders would go in and play. And there was a man on second. And then there was a base coach, but that was a player with a helmet on at first. So nobody on first, but it looked like there was someone on first. The ball gets hit to me, Gio. I turn the craziest double play. Nobody's at first. And my coach, I can hear my coach, what the? Like, I'm turning this double play. What? And the whole team, what are you doing? And I'm like, what? I look, no one's running to second base. And but mind you, the shortstop, like, feel like he came in for the double play too.
Right.
And so we turn this fake double play, no one on first, get no outs. My coach reams me from the sideline. A couple pitches go by, then he comes out and he goes, I gotta be honest though, that was a great turn. I'm like, all right. But then, you know, everybody started calling me E4 after that.
Oh.
Yeah, so like in middle school.
So you didn't get the guy out at first?
Nobody got out.
Oh, my God.
And it's your first time playing on the big field, too.
Yeah,
so, like, everything is like a country mile. But, yeah, that was probably the most embarrassing moment of the fake double. I mean, that stinks.
Yeah.
In front of all the upperclassmen, you're getting your moment and, like, You turn a fake double play. I mean, that's and then they all start calling you E4 after that.
Yeah, I have to say, like, I'm not one to consider myself a one-upper, but I definitely had a worse situation. It was fifth grade, and it was a travel team we were on. And my coach was Neil Heaton, who I told you about last time, who had pitched in the majors as a reliever, the Yankees, the Cubs, the Pirates. And there were two top pitchers that year. One was my friend at the time, Jason Klein. He was sort of the guy who threw
what
much
happened?
Harder.
You guys not friends no more?
No, I don't see him anymore. I have no idea where he's. I don't know where he is. I have no clue. I haven't seen that guy in 20 years.
All right.
So so he would throw harder, and I was more like the finesse guy, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I was more like the keep you off balance.
Yeah.
You know,
Neil up in the box against this guy.
Yeah, like, you know, painting the corners type of thing. And, like, Neil taught me this, like, fake changeup where, it would, like, the bottom would drop out of it. So, like, I was more the control guy. I was more like a Maddox guy, you know? So we were really good, and we hadn't lost a game like the entire year. So we get into the playoffs, and I just completely get the yips, like completely can't throw the ball.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, that was the best year I'd ever had pitching in my life. At fifth grade, it was my peak. But I went out there, they totally confident. First playoff game, sending me out there. I bleep you not. I hit 5 batters. Oh. In a row.
Yeah, that's tough.
Before he took me out. So this shows you how much faith he had in me turning around.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But the fifth guy was enough. So, yeah, 5 hitters in a row, and he had to come out and get me. And then the parents on the other team are screaming at me, thinking that I'm doing this on purpose.
Yeah, that's...
And I'm like, I'm like,
in the fifth grade?
In the fifth grade. I'm like, I don't want to do this. I'm not hitting you guys on purpose. But they all hated us because Neil was a former Major League Baseball player, and we all thought that, you know,
right.
like the kids would go up and get his autograph after the game or whatever. So
that's
like
hysterical.
It was horrible. So the next year, I mean, I deserved it, but I got cut.
No way.
I got cut.
Sixth grade?
Yeah.
Did it make you better?
I think it did eventually. It was horrible. Yeah, went from being like the pitcher who got the ball in the first playoff game to not being on the team.
Yeah, that's insane. That's tough.
Yeah, five in a row.
That's tough. This one's not about me. It's about my best friend, my roommate in college, Perry. Yeah. He is going to kill me for telling me this story, but it's very relevant.
What was his name again?
Perry.
Okay.
Perry Quartuccio. It's my guy.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I swear.
Oh, I went to school with a Quartuccio.
No way.
Yeah, it was a girl who graduated my class, Angela Quartuccio.
Apparently there's a lot of Quartuccios.
They're out there. Not as many Shaq riders.
No, not as many Shaq riders. But a lot of Quartuccios, half Filipino, half Italian. He's a pitcher, pitcher only. I played second base. It was at Montclair's the first week of practice. And we're like, they're cooking us. They're like 18 innings a day because you can only practice 3 days a week, like during the fall in Division III sports. And they're cooking us on these days. And so we're like doing inner squads. I'm playing all 18 innings. Perry's a pitcher. Perry finally gets his shot. This guy throws 16 balls in a row in the same exact spot, up and out. So he walks me, he walks the other guy, he walks another guy, he walks another guy. 16 balls in a row. Coach comes out, I'm like, you all right? He's like, yeah. Sir. Takes him out. I didn't see Perry for like 4 days after that. This guy, the yips got him so bad that he couldn't throw bullpens indoors because he would like hit the side of the gymnasium.
Oh my God.
It was so bad. So he stops playing after some time. He writes a book called Reaching Home Plate.
Get out of here.
Because of that moment.
Wow.
Imagine getting the yips so bad.
Did you write a book?
That you sit down during COVID for 5 months and write a book. And granted, like, the book's phenomenal.
And like years after
the years fact. After.
Wow.
This is what I need to do. Yeah. I need to write this book.
God, well, a lot of people go through it, man.
No, I mean, the yips, I mean, I used to, when I played catcher in Little League, I couldn't throw the ball back to the pitcher.
Happened to me in a softball game with Boomer. So, like, I had the flashbacks. So, because of that game at fifth grade, it's the first time it happened to me. And then it started happening, like, later at pitching in high school, and I'd get afraid to, like, throw different pitches because I thought I was going to hit everybody again. So, that was over for years and years and years. So we're playing softball, and because Boomer reminds me of my baseball coach, I'm catching, and I can't
yeah,
throw
that,
the ball
yeah,
back to him.
Yeah, I get it.
And Jerry's laughing his ass off at me, and he's like, I started going underhand back to him.
Yeah, now I get it.
It was horrible. It's just, how does that happen to you?
It's just, it has a grip. It has a grip on you.
God.
Simple tasks, man.
Yeah.
It's the yips.
It's the yips,
you know.
And then you get the shanks, and you get the yips.
Yeah, you get the shanks. You're done.
It's you're done.
You're done. No,
you just got to go home.
Pack it in. You're done.
And I feel like not mentally strong enough when you get the yips. I feel like I really start beating myself up over it.
And you know what? Like, I say to myself, I do some pretty cool things, right?
Yeah.
I can't throw the ball back to the frigging pitcher. What the frig?
No, what the frig is right. I know. Yeah, I that's another reason why we couldn't play softball anymore. I was like, I can't. Yeah. Oh, God.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.